Every day. Before you stand, you need solid ground. Standing in a culture that wants you to surrender the truth won't work unless you have a firm foundation. At Family Research Council, we have that firm foundation, and you can find us standing. We stand for the value of all human life. We stand for the right of families to flourish. And every day, we stand for your freedom to believe and to live out those beliefs, both at home and abroad. We work with government officials, educating them on the issues from a biblical worldview. And when necessary, we hold them accountable. We equip Christians across America to be informed and to take action in their communities. With our daily radio program, television appearances, and vast online presence, we reach people where they are. We envision an America where all human life is valued, families flourish, and religious liberty thrives. And that won't be realized if we're not standing. Stand for faith. Stand for family. Stand for freedom. Stand with us at FRC.
To learn more, please visit FRC.org. That is FRC.org.
My wife had a tough week at work and she needed a break. I stopped by Quick Trip and they say, I want to surprise my wife with a special dinner. And the Quick Trip lady was like, our take-home meals are freshly made and absolutely delicious. I recommend the fettuccine alfredo with chicken. And I'm like, sign me up. Upon arriving home, my wife says, wow, what's the occasion? And I'm like, just you. And she's like, looks like someone's getting dessert. Bless you, Quick Trip.
Quick Trip, we got you covered.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers. Not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone. Made in the USA. This is the regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Good morning and welcome to one, welcome to all. Joe Giganti, your regular Joe here with you. Hour number three. How did this happen? How are we actually in hour number three of the regular Joe show on this Friday? I feel like I just blinked and we got here suddenly somehow. Well, I'm happy to be here with you. Let's make the most of the final hour of this Open Line Friday. 888-737-1737. 888-737-1737. We will have kindergarten time with Commie in mere moments. The song contest plus your calls, and going to be first up with Merrick Garland, and then Pam Bondi puts him in his place. First, let me tell you, it is 10:07 a.m. Central Time, which means in the Hollywood Hills, where there's white powder for whatever you wish to snort, whether it's Parmesan cheese or illicit material, doesn't matter. It's 8:07 a.m. Right now in Brandon Falls, Delaware, it's 11:07 a.m. Romania checks in at 6:07 p.m. In Hong Kong, it is 11:07 p.m. That is your new and improved Biden Crime Family Time Check, brought to you at the top of each and every hour to make sure one can never forget the scum and the villainy that is the Biden crime family, doing our part, a public service, to make sure one can keep it clear in their head what we're up against. So we started the show with our headline roundup. Then we shared with you the elite all-girls school in Nashville that lets anybody in. All you have to, the magic words are, here's a check for $32,000 and I'm a girl. Doesn't matter what you are, just give them the money, say that you are in like Flynn. Not much like elite, but that's what they are. And then of course, we've been talking, we had a great call from Marty, who was at the Beach Boys concert last night. It was unfortunate I couldn't be there. You know, I mean, if you happen to have videos and you want to send those, I'd love to see them as I'm living vicariously through our listeners in the state of Wisconsin that were able to attend. I was able to send one of our great team members, Melinda and her husband, and two of their friends, instead of myself and my family, that were going to go. And I understand they had a great time, standing room only. So that inspired me to do the song off. Who did it better? So first, I give you the original from none other than Elton John with the song Crocodile Rock. Or maybe not. There it is. That, according to at least one of the biographers I've written, that song, Elton John, then kind of a bit of a shy, he didn't like to go on stage, that kind of thing, wanted to have the Beach Boys recorded. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, as the story goes, as legend goes, said, no, you should record this. It's going to be a great song. And obviously it was. But then some 30 years later, in a tribute album to Elton John and Bernie Taupin, who wrote a ton of big songs together, they did their version honoring the original, and this is that version for your vote. As you can see, they do what only the Beach Boys do best, bring their trademark harmonies. Matter of fact, they did in the front end, they did a little bit of a medley with the song Remember Then, which I thought was a great little touch. So 888-737-1737, if you want to weigh in, who did it better? Regular Bronson, I don't know, almost fighting words. He says, hey, Joe. You sound much better today. Thank you, by the way, and get well fast. Thank you. He says, while the Beach Boy version is just okay, man, that's kind of harsh, Bronson. Elton John's original version is leaps and bounds better. A simple Elton John was better. I mean, come on. You don't have to, like, have shots fired there, buddy. Corey says, I like the Beach Boy version better. Please play more of it. I'm sick of Elton John's song and that kazoo sounding keyboard. Well, we'll play a little different section of it a little bit later for you, Corey. It says this from Mary Lee. Elton John had the better version. So again, Elton getting all the love here. Then Mary out in Texas said, hands down, Elton John. So Jacob, same thing. Elton John's hands down. Lucy, Elton did it best. I'm sorry, Mary said Elton John all the way, baby. I want to get those words correctly. So far, two votes for the Beach Boy. I mean, I love the original, but I find what the Beach Boys did to be very, very innovative. So that's why I give it my vote along with Corey, and we'll do some more of it. Now, before I get to the phones, I do have to tell, and I should have warned you, I'll give you a moment. Get your crayons out. Get your construction paper. Get your printer paper. Now, remember, we call it printer paper because if I tell you to get out white drawing paper, that could be microaggressive and racist. So we just call it print paper or printer paper. That's a safe term. Because once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to travel to the mystical land of kindergarten. Not any kindergarten, but actually Kindergarten Time with Kami. That's right. Once again, we are going to be bedazzled with the wisdom, the wit, the insight of the smartest woman in politics ever to prove the Peter Principle to be real. Here she is trying to tell Californians it's okay to kill your babies and still believe in Jesus. That's the basic premise of today's Kindergarten Time with Kami. Kami, take it away, please.
In California, we understand It should be her decision, and if she chooses in consultation with her faith leader, her family, those she trusts, but it should not be the government. In California, we understand one does not have to abandon their faith or their beliefs to agree. The government should not be making that decision for someone else.
Now, was she talking about the unborn girl that they're trying to murder in the womb? Because what about, well, her decision, right? I mean, she said here, because if she chooses, when does the baby girl get to consult with her faith leader, her family, someone she trusts? And after all, I mean, you'd think the baby could trust their mother, but maybe not. And does this count when it comes to getting the shot? Does it count when it comes to wearing a mask? Does it count when it comes to watering your lawn in California? Because it doesn't count for any of those things. But there you have it. One more time, just so you understand. The Right Reverend Kamie Harris, not just a kindergarten teacher, but your faith leader. I mean, she is something, literally something for everyone. I mean, you know, ask her one day, she's the first Black American female vice president. Other days, she's the first Indian American female vice president. I mean, she wears a lot of hats. And she wears the hat of Right Reverend when it comes to the high sacrament of abortion as well, because it's not the first time that she has tried to assuage that guilt that you might have. If you feel like breaking a commandment might somehow run you afoul of your faith, well, have no fear, because once again, I'll give you the wit and wisdom, the insight of the only, the one and only Right Reverend Kamie Harris.
In California, we understand it should be her decision, and if she chooses in consultation with her faith leader, her family, those she trusts, but it should not be the government. In California, we understand one does not have to abandon their faith or their beliefs to agree. The government should not be making that decision for someone else.
Right. You know, kind of like where Merrick Garland is trying to sue the state of Idaho so the federal government can tell people what decisions they should make. All right. Speaking of Merrick Garland, he was found. Apparently, he's not in South Carolina, vacationing on a private island to the exclusive. No word on if anyone related to Jeffrey Epstein is also on that island. But either way, I mean, seeing as his former lawyer signed off on the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. But he wants you to know, he wants to put your mind to rest. You're worried about what's happening at the Department of Justice. Well, cut number one, have no fear. Droopy Merrick Garland is here.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing.
That is the definition of chutzpah. This man has done the exact opposite. They tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, and he barely raised a finger. He had to be practically browbeaten into doing it. And he's going to equal justice under Merrick. But that's okay. He wasn't done. He wants you to understand that they have to do things secretly sometimes for your safety, cut too.
All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
So just to be clear, when you tipped off CNN And their cameras were there when you raided another member of the Trump administration's home at the crack of dawn, much like what you did at Mar-a-Lago. That was when you were keeping things secret, you know, for the sake of the people involved. When you have repeatedly overseen the leaks of information, much of it fallacious, trying to hurt your political enemies, was that the part where you were keeping it? Okay, I just want to make sure I'm clear. But you know what? The buck stops here, or at least something stops when it comes to Merrick Garland, and he's going to take what he needs to take, cut number three, even if it means you don't like him.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Okay, so would that be the case when you guys lied to the FISA courts? You weren't at the attorney general, but we're talking about the same FBI. Would that be the case when you tried to justify using the phony Steele dossier to mislead the FISA courts to get a FISA warrant? Was it the same? Was it the same level of authenticity then as well? Because I want to understand at what point, when you have lied to us and the American people repeatedly, and claimed things that have been proven false repeatedly, at what point is your veracity restored? I just want to make sure, inquiring mind want to know. Now, he wasn't done, because he was not only going to take responsibility, which, by the way, is, again, this is the bullied child now with a little bit of power using it to hurt all the people he perceived to be his enemy. This is the big payback for not being on the Supreme Court. So he wants the world to know, oh, yeah, I did this. Which, by the way, I want to see which Republican is going to introduce the impeachment of Merrick Garland. And it should happen like tomorrow. It should happen. It should have happened already. Either way, he's taking responsibility. But he also wants to, you know what, we got to hit the break. I see the time. Got to hit the break. Got to play this. We'll get back to the phones. You need to hear what he said. You need to hear what Pam Bondi said in response. But when we get back, he just wants you to understand something. If you question the hard work of other people, well, then that's just a bridge too far. I mean, except for we're not questioning their veracity. We're questioning yours.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.